Hey everyone, this is Eric, and today we're going to be talking about server logging, this idea that we can instrument our applications, and we can have code in there that's going to output information about the running state of the application. This is important because it is probably the best way of tracking down bugs. Users are going to be reporting bugs, and clients are going to be reporting bugs. And if you have one of these server logging frameworks incorporated, you can say, well, you know what? Let's twiddle up the dial. Let's move that dial up. Let's get some more information from the application. Let's choose where we put it. We can put it in a text file. We can put it in SQL Server. We can send it out across TCP. We can have our own custom locations for that information. We can do whatever we want. Of course, XML, right? That would be another big one. But the idea is we can twiddle the dial, we can get more information, we can debug and solve the problems. And this is useful chiefly because it helps us solve the problem, but it's also useful in just being able to give the client something to do. You will always have an answer. If the client comes back and says, look, we have a bug, you know, we have this issue that's happening, you say, okay, look, do this to turn on the logging information and get back to me. And that's a very, very useful step, both in terms of psychology with the client, but also in terms of actually finding the issue. There are a couple of different ways of doing this. One of the big ways is the logging application block, right, shipped by Microsoft. That's certainly one way of doing it. My personal favorite way is the Log4Net library. It's open source. It's freely available. And you can find it at tinyurl.com/serverlogging. tinyurl.com/serverlogging. And what it does is, if you build your application from the ground up, this is really something you need to do when you first start your application. But if you build this code into your application from the ground up, you bind to this library, and then you call APIs to log information. What happens is you have this great flexibility. When your application is actually up and running, you can select by configuration. Now, typically this information goes in an XML file. You can select by configuration where the information is going to wind up, and you can select what sort of information you want. You want information from this particular class? Okay, you can get it. You want information of this certain sort of level? Like, I want super important information, or I want all sort of information, or I want just basically a trace of everything the application is doing. You can go ahead and select that in configuration, right? So that's the promise, and that's what's given to us both by the logging application block and by Log4Net. Today we're going to be talking about just doing this on the server side. It turns out there's a way to do it on the client side. Now that story is still developing. Our next show is going to go into how you can do it. If you're sort of on the forward edge and you're a Splunker, you might be interested in that sort of thing. Just a couple of things to say. So go ahead and go to that URL if you're interested in this. And it's tinyurl.com/serverlogging to download Log4Net. And I'll just say one sort of thing that I advise is that you go ahead and you put your information, your configuration information, in a custom XML file. Now, you can typically put the information in the web.config file. And what I mean by information is the configuration information. So how much information are we going to pull out of the application? Where are we going to put it? Those sorts of things. But the problem is, if you want to change the web.config file at runtime, there are some potential issues there, application restart, etc., that you need to be aware of. And there are also some other issues, like if you have your own sort of custom sections in that web.config file, you can have some compiler warnings and things like that. So I go ahead and I take those settings. I put them in my own XML file, so I just have that off to the side. I deploy it in the build and everything. And I put my Log4Net settings in there. And so if I built my application from the ground up with these APIs and I call out and I say, you know, here's the state of what's happening, here's what's going on in the application. If I've done that, then I have this ability, this great and tremendous ability on the server to go ahead and twiddle settings, suck more information out of my application, plan ahead, be proactive, and have a leg up on solving any bugs that may crop up in my application. Thanks for listening.